It's been a staple in the area for 30 years, and after 23 years in its current location, the Upper Credit Humane Society is looking for a new home. UCHS Chair Susan Thompson says they're in a difficult situation.
The town of Erin has decided they're not going to renew our lease after May of 2028, which means that we're in a bit of a difficult situation. We need to convince them to let us stay, which is our number one priority, or we need to find a new location, or unfortunately, we would have to look at closing the shelter.
Thompson says the reason given for not renewing their lease was a bit curious.
What they told us is that they want to maximize the value of the property for the taxpayers. They basically told us that we don't meet the zoning requirements of the property. The reason that that's seems a bit strange is that we've been on that property for 23 years, operating very well as an animal shelter. We've never had a single complaint. It's a great location. Everybody knows where we are. We're sort of central for our region. And the property itself is zoned what they call OS1, Open Space 1, which is a bit of a catch-all and primarily includes community use, recreational centers, and things like that. So our argument would be, why not just grandfather us into that? There is no other zoning for an animal shelter. So why not just add animal shelter into that zoning to be the reason?
The Humane Society, although hopeful they'll be able to convince the town to remain in their current location, they're also realistic about looking for alternative options.
We realize that we need to not put all of our eggs in one basket. Right now, we're hoping to put a lot of just public pressure to stay where we are. We would like to have people sign our petition. We're hoping that the town will hold a town hall where the community actually gets to talk to them, tell them what their vision is, since this property is owned by the people. You know, it's owned by the town, so it's owned by the people. But at the same time, we realize that we need to be looking elsewhere. So people who have property that might be suitable for an animal shelter or a portion of the property, we need about 2 acres or a little bit less than 2 acres in terms of space. And certainly we're prepared to do fundraising to put a building on it and all of that.
The current lease expires in May 2028, but building a new location will take time. They're asking concerned residents to sign their online petition at uppercredit.com. I'm Paul Harriet, reporting for The Grand at 101 and the Local Journalism Initiative.